The alcohol ban in lockdown levels 5 and 4 naturally put those who work in the liquor industry under severe financial pressure, with no revenue coming in and overhead costs continuing, as will have been the case for many a sector. Finally, as the country moved down to lockdown level 3, alcohol sales were permitted under the strict conditions of retailers opening up such stores on Monday to Thursday between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. On the 1st of June, news camera crews reflected snaking queues as people looked to have a taste of their favourite tipple. Well, to give us some insight of what it was like to be adversely affected by the alcohol ban, how they adapted to the change and what the reopening of sales has meant, I'm joined on the line by Jonah Naidu. He's from boutique liquor store Dry Dock. Thanks very much for joining us, Jonah. So what impact did the alcohol ban have on Dry Dock? Obviously, there was no revenue during that time, but what did this mean for staff members, the management of fixed costs and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been a tough time in the industry, as you can imagine, not earning revenue on in that lockdown period. But I think we also had a surge of sales just before lockdown. And that helped us in a big way.
Mm.
But we've had to reinvent ourselves and really think hard about how we survive over the next few weeks and how we come back post lockdown, hopefully in a stronger position.
Yes.
And we've taken a number of initiatives to obviously ensure our survival in that time.
So, Jonah, one of the things that I suppose you're referring to is moving from a physical store to setting up an online provision. You know, how much of a hassle was that? And presumably you did that during level 4 because you started to receive orders during level 4.
Yeah. So we are correct. No, we've always been a physical store, but we've had an online presence. But, online was really small and tiny. And what we've been able to do over that time is really grow it. What we saw was a phenomenal surge over the period of the lockdown. And we could see that people were gearing up for level 3 when things would open up.
Yes.
And that just escalated over time. I don't think we're unique. I think it's happened to a number of physical stores as well.
Yeah.
And online retailers as well. So I don't think we're unique in that. But that has been very encouraging for us. And that continued once the level 3 lockdown regulations were announced. We could see further surge, and that continued over the weekend, and long may it last.
Yes, I suppose. So now tell us about the experience from the 1st of June when you opened up, the pent-up demand. What sort of demand did you experience online as well as at the actual store?
Well, let me say, I think there was a fair amount of pent-up demand. I think there was a lot of excitement as people, we were packing, as we were packing up the store in the weekend before, obviously we couldn't trade, but we were packing up.
Yes.
There was such a great deal of excitement amongst the residents of Parkhurst, the community we operate out of, and I think a fair amount of solidarity. People were just excited to see us back trading.
Yes.
And and you could see, people want to see business succeed given, the lockdown and the impact that's had.
Yeah.
But there was a fair amount of excitement. And I think there's also been, we've all diminished our sellers. People are replenishing their stocks and their sellers. And then also, I think there's a factor of people afraid of perhaps reverting to level 4 or 5.
Yes.
And then stocking up for that possibility.
Mm. So when it comes to the observance of the health and safety protocols, how are you managing that, particularly in store? I mean, people do like to touch and feel bottles as they decide whether or not they're going to buy them. And how are you managing the issue of social distancing?
So one of the big changes we made and decisions we had to take was, do we want to operate in a tiny physical space with potential crowds coming? And we avoided that risk by just trading and fulfilling our orders online. And that took precedence. So we haven't yet opened the doors to the public.
Right.
Okay, and that helped a lot. Having said that, we are, we've taken every measure in compliance with the regulations. So there's, the 1.5 meter distancing. It's not just in our store. It's on the pavements. It's on our street. The staff are all PPE'd PPE'd up,
yes,
sanitizing the protocols in place. Mm. And yeah, we've actually had that independently audit. But the other thing we've done is that we've created a drive-through. So those people ordering online are able to drive through and collect their orders without stopping in. It's contactless, except for an occasional signature.
Wow. Drive-through liquor. Okay, so now, given the limited window to deliver product that is between Monday and Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., what have the operational implications been, particularly on the logistics side, you know, getting the product to the consumer?
Yeah, so I think that has been a logistical challenge. I think there's in two ways. One, for us to fulfill to customers, and secondly, for our suppliers to get their, you know, get their supply to us. And that there's been a congestion right through the supply chain. One, because last Thursday we knew what the regulations were for level three, where, you know, we opened our doors to accept goods from our suppliers on the Friday, and we were expected to trade from the Monday. Many suppliers, having been out of action for several weeks, could not, you know, get the supply chain back into action.
Yes.
We all depended on the couriers. That's an amazing business now. It's had an amazing spin-off for the courier companies, and they're all congested.
Mm.
But we're quite pleased to say that we've done about 40 to 50% of our orders within 3 days. And between today, the last day, before we stop trading until next Monday, we would be at 65%
right.
of our orders fulfilled.
So do you see more of a shift from your physical store to more of a future on online? Because, I mean, like you say, currently you've decided not to open your store. And there are kind of difficulties with that because it's a small space and all of that. You will open up eventually. But do you see your business shifting more to being an online store?
We are very encouraged by, you know, the online activity and how people have adapted and adopted the platform. You know, the platform is actually speedy and slick. So it's once you've experienced it, I think you can stay with it. We'll always be an experiential store that people can come in and do tastings. One thing that we piloted was all these virtual online tastings with the winemakers. Typically, we'd have that in our store, but it would only be open to people in our community, right, that could physically get to us.
Yes.
Now, in the online world, we've had winemakers engage with participants on a Zoom call, and that opens us up to a global audience rather than a community audience. So we were encouraged that those tastings with the winemakers and the way our customers engaged with the winemakers, translated into better sales revenue for us rather than a physical tasting in our store.
Mm.
It was exceptional. So we think that that's a future, and between online, those virtual tastings, there is a business model there that we are pursuing.
Yeah. Look, you touched on it a bit earlier. Unfortunately, there are adults out there who become irresponsible when they consume alcohol. And that was immediately evident after liquor sales resumed on the 1st of June with stories of people drinking and driving, for example. Are you worried that further limits may be placed on the sale of alcohol going forward?
Of course we are. You know, alcohol abuse is a real issue that we're all concerned about. And, you know, I think it's a broader systemic societal issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, it existed before the pandemic and the subsequent lockdown and will continue to exist.
Mm.
What we don't want to see is the blanket banning of sales and the subsequent impact on the economy, not just any small business, but all businesses, and the jobs that go with it, thousands of jobs in that industry. And what we're calling for is a greater, dialogue between government, business, and the social partners to find some solutions, real solutions, to a problem that exists, and we can't deny, that it does.
Yeah, indeed. That was Jonah Naidoo. He's a co-owner at Dry Dock.